Happy Thursday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. We've got this past Sunday night's live call-in show that was originally recorded on Sunday night, August 23rd, 2020. We take mini calls and get some trip reports from down at Walt Disney World here over the past couple of weeks. We talk pop century. We talk contemporary. We get some feedback on staying in the Garden Wing over at the Contemporary, which I thought was very interesting. We get calls from Australia, all over the states. It's just a fun discussion of our favorite thing. It's Disney destinations. Don't forget, you can support the show three ways. Book your next trip with the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. You can use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And if you want a little extra content in your week, become a patron, patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Happy Sunday night, everybody. Welcome to yet another Be Our Guest Podcast live call-in show. It is Sunday night, August 23rd, 2020, and we're here all gathered together around the fire. No, it's not the fire. It's that big ball of sun outside that is super hot here in the Midwest and in many places around the country. But we are so glad to have so many folks joining us here live on Facebook and YouTube. You can tune in either place now for any of our live shows. So just check out facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast or youtube.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And we are truly broadcasting around the world. Lots of folks tuned in from the United States of America tonight as we record live, but also folks tuned in up to the Great North in Canada. We have a friend tuned in over in Japan currently, and also a friend down in Lima, Peru. So we are so glad to have so many folks joining us here for this Universal Talk. And I'm not talking about Universal Studios, even though it's a pretty fun place to visit. We're talking about the universal love of the Disney destination. So thanks so much for being here. If you're catching this show on the feed on a Thursday, thanks for taking the chance to listen to the show. I know that we normally do the Monday, Wednesday, and Friday shows, but when COVID came around in March, we went to daily call-in shows, and it was a chance to rally together as a community and keep each other company and take care of each other. And since then, we've kind of scaled back to having a live show every Sunday night. So put it on the calendar. Join us next Sunday night at around 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, and call in. You know, let's have some Disney talk. Let's go both ways and make this show interactive. But, you know, this is just one of those things where you never know what we're going to talk about. We open the phone lines. You guys pick the topics, and it's, you know, it's a free for all. We have a good time talking Disney. We have an amazing community. So I appreciate you being here live. I appreciate you downloading the show on Thursdays because I know it isn't exactly what you signed up for. You know, we got the Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, which is, you know, Monday's a trip report, Wednesday's questions, Friday's the panel discussion with Ricky and Pam. But Thursday, give it a shot, you know, and you already have, obviously, if you downloaded it. But stick with us because we have a good time on these shows. And also, Nicola has just checked in from Australia. So we are literally all over the world on today's shows. And I love that because we can get different perspectives on things. But you know what? I'm yakking. I'm going to skip the intro and go to the first call because they're getting in here and we're going to talk some Disney. So who's joining us? First call of the night. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hello.
I heard you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Hey, who's this?
Awesome. Hi, my name is Elijah. I'm from Boston, Massachusetts.
Hey, Elijah. Thanks for calling in. I sure appreciate it, bud. Go Sox.
Thank you so much. So I just have a little bit of a quick question. I'm a little bit unfamiliar with the channel, and I'm really glad to be here. But what necessarily is your view on God?
Well, I mean, I'm a Christian and I believe in it, but I try to keep that, you know, we're just going to be talking about Disney destinations tonight here, but I'm definitely a born again Christian. I'll tell you that.
All right. It's all I wanted to know, but thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you. You have a good night. I appreciate you calling. Have a good one. Thank you. All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Next call. That's interesting. Okay. That's what I said. You never know what you're going to get.
You don't need a lot.
Oh, wait. We have our next caller from the 216. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, it's Justin from Cleveland, Mike.
Justin, how you doing tonight, buddy? Thanks for always being here. I sure appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for doing this.
No problem. It's always fun.
So I got to tell you.
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, so you incentivized me to me and my daughters to take a trip down to Disney a week ago. Actually, 2 weeks ago we left. And we came back last Sunday. I didn't know you changed the start time to 7 o'clock, or we would have called in. We were waiting anxiously and turned it on at 8 o'clock, but you were just wrapping up.
Do you want to know why the super important reason why I had to move it to 6 o'clock Central instead of 7?
Sure. Tell us.
Big brother.
Understood.
The family's like, you just need to do that show so we can watch Big Brother at 7 Central. I'm like, okay, whatever. Because it's not even a live show. Well, I'm honest.
Right. Well, that's a good reason. You got to keep the family happy.
That's right. So tell me about the trip, because Mallory and I had a great time. What about you guys?
All right. So our trip mimicked yours. It was very similar. We went down to Pop. We arrived on Sunday, late morning, and LC from Lansing, he assisted us as well.
No way. Was he not awesome? That's so good to hear. Yeah, I love LC.
He was awesome. And so when I was running last Sunday morning before we left, I saw him and I went up to him and I was, I was listening to I don't know which day it was, which show it was, but I said, hey, I listened to this podcast and the host of the show mentioned you. You know, you do a great job. You helped me going in, and I told him, you know, that you were very impressed when you left, and you know, he said thank you for coming, and he was so appreciative. He's like, you know, and I was running, I was gross. It was when he saw me, it was so humid out. Thank God my shirt was all one color, because I'm sure I smelled bad, but
I'm sure he's used to it.
And I am a member. Yeah. And by the way, I am a member of the Lizard.
Yes.
So I may be a little shy, and I was down there back in January. I didn't come to your meetup, at the Contemporary, I think it was. Mm-hmm. But if you look at some of the pictures from the start line from some of these races, for sure on marathon weekend, I'm wearing sometimes your shirts or something different. I am always at the very front of the pack.
Okay.
So I always get a corral, and I like to be on the front, like the front of the line.
Oh my gosh. I've probably seen you then, because, well, I mean, I see you in like photos. I don't see you because I'm way back.
You see me in photos.
You. Yeah, that's right. I've never, that I would be nervous if I was up there. I'd be like, oh, everybody's behind me. Look out.
Well, right. I always want to come and take a picture with you guys, but if I want to be at the very front, you can't do that.
No, I get
it. So, I learned in 2017, that was the first race I ran was the Star Wars race with my son. And it was frankly the first year I started running. And I learned real quickly that if you want to be up front and not have any traffic, you got to, one, have a fast time, and two, get to the start of the line before everybody else. So it's fun. So let me tell you about our experience, which again was very similar to yours. We arrived on Sunday. We went to Animal Kingdom. The only reason I decided to go to Animal Kingdom was because looking at the wait times for everything, they were always very low throughout the day. So it didn't matter if we were arriving with only 6 hours left of the day there. And frankly, since it opens up at 8 a.m, it was like, you know what? We don't have to wake up so early for that park, and we'll just knock this one out on arrival day.
Right.
So got there, did Satouli Canteen for lunch, did Flight of Passage twice. We made it our last ride of the day at park closing. Of course, at park closing, I'm pretty sure for you, you know, it started storming out every day of our trip. It started storming at 3 or 4 o'clock, not lasting real long. But did everything. We had never done Collie River Rapids. Did that.
I was going to ask you, because we didn't get, I mean, we were bone dry coming off that thing, and it was so hot that day. I wanted to be drowned for once. Didn't get wet.
Yeah, we were expecting it, but we were watching other people get off of it and never had done it before. And yeah, we were as dry as could be. So we did it a second time just because, you know, whatever. There was a 5 minute wait. It was really no wait. So we did it. We went back and did that again. We did Kilimanjaro Safari twice. We did Expedition Everest. Once was enough for that.
Amen.
We did not do Dinosaur. Dinosaur was basically the only, you know, moving attraction, I think, at Animal Kingdom that we didn't do. But we had a good afternoon there.
That's a good call for the first day.
Yeah, and then we went over to Disney Springs for dinner, had Blaze Pizza. We had Blaze Pizza a lot when we were there. And that's the other thing. So there was no dining plan. And frankly, I said to my daughters, we'll get what we want to get when we want to get it. And I think, frankly, at the end of the day, on this trip here, we probably came out way ahead versus buying the dining plan, especially if you're doing something like Blaze Pizza, which is so inexpensive to begin with. It's not a good value on the dining plan.
Yeah.
But it's good. It's a good meal.
It is.
So, yeah. So we were very, very content with that. So I think coming back that night, I think it started storming, and the line at Disney Springs for Pop Century, the bus service is atrocious, I think, from Disney Springs back to Pop Century for whatever reason. Huh. But there is always a bus to Beach Club though, probably because it's a deluxe resort for whatever reason. And they seem to get good service. So one of the things we did one night later on is we did take the Beach Club bus from Disney Springs, and you can take the Skyliner.
Yeah, I was gonna say, that's a good idea. Yeah, I mean, if you're not, well, you know, you got to walk a little bit extra, but I mean, hey, what do you got to do it? You know, like 8 or 9 at night. That's a good idea.
Right. Well, what we did is we combined all that and we made it so that we went to Beaches and Cream as well.
then now it's a genius idea. It was a good idea, and now it's genius.
Yeah. Yeah. So it worked out well. Beaches and Cream, though, for everybody. It closes early. It closes at 9 o'clock. So we had done that. The next day, Monday, we went to Magic Kingdom. Even though you don't need to be there at rope drop, I am one of those people that I like to be at the start of the line for a race, while I like to be at the start of the park each day, too.
You're like, I got to be in the A Corral for Space Mountain, man. Let's go.
Exactly. Well, no, right. And I got to be first on the bus there. So I'm up, you know, we're up bright and early, and we're on the Corral for the buses. You know, we're the first ones there. Probably, I don't even know. The buses started running from Magic Kingdom at 8 o'clock. I think we were at the bus for sure by 7 o'clock.
You're such a runner.
So, whatever. You're going to wait an hour. Yeah. Yeah. So, at Magic Kingdom, went right away to Seven Dwarfs, knocked that out. And that was in the Magic Kingdom opened up at like 8:30, 8:35. By 8:40, we were done with Seven. 8:40, 8:45. We were done with Seven Dwarfs. I mean, we power walked down Main Street while we're taking pictures of an empty Main Street. Then we went over to Peter Pan because we were just kind of following what we would normally do on a regular park, you know, if we weren't in this COVID situation. And went over to Peter Pan, and they tell us that Peter Pan isn't opening until 9 o'clock.
Huh.
So we're thinking we are just wasting these 20 precious minutes right now that we got done. But it was like, okay, we're here. We're not going to try to go to something else because I didn't know if they were doing that with
Did I lose you? What happened? Sorry about that, everybody. I don't know what happened. I think we might have just lost him. Let's see if this is it. Hey, we got another caller. Who's this?
Hey.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Mike. How you doing, Mike from Vero Beach?
Hey, Mike. Hang on 1 second, Mike. I want to tell Justin to give me a call back after this call. We'll get you back on. For some reason, it hung up. I don't know what happened.
No,
so Justin was all of a sudden right in the middle of his story there. It cut off. I don't know why. So Justin, call back after Mike's done from Vero Beach. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, what's up, Mike? How you doing? No, we had just calling up. We went to the Magic Kingdom in Epcot a couple weeks ago. We were actually there the same time that you and your daughter were there.
It was awesome.
The same weekend. So it was awesome. Yeah, we stayed at the Contemporary. Absolutely amazing.
It was
great
hot.
Time.
It was hot that weekend.
It was crazy hot, but, you know, walking on all the, I mean, we were on Space Mountain so many times, so that was pretty incredible.
So let me ask you this, though. How'd you feel about the safety? Because I think, you know, that's kind of the question that everybody has. You know, everybody's kind of seeing these small wait times, empty parks. Now, this weekend, I will say that if you're somebody from out of town who's thinking about going down and taking advantage of this, the weekends are markedly busier than like the Monday through Friday. I mean, there's definitely a local feel. It's almost like a Disneyland at this point. You know, a lot of locals are coming out on the weekends.
Yeah, I agree. It wasn't busy, but it felt a little bit busier, I guess, being on the weekends. I actually saw a video of Hollywood Studios today. It looked normal. It looked back to how it used to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, but we felt safe. You know, I mean, our only issue was just the heat, but we live in Florida, you know, so it wasn't, you know, we got past it. You know, we felt safe everywhere we went, you know, with all the mobile ordering and, you know, the social distancing and, you know, even we ate at the Wave, and that was, I mean, it was empty. It was crazy.
I always forget about the Wave. I love that place, and I always forget about it. We didn't eat there. I didn't even think about it. It never crossed my mind while we were there. Dang.
It was awesome. It was the first time we ate there, and we didn't even plan on eating there. It got to be late, and we got an 8:55 reservation, and we just didn't feel like eating at the Contempo Cafe. So, but it was amazing. It was awesome. You know, we'd definitely go back. We had the beef tenderloin, so it was pretty awesome.
That sounds good. So do you have like one story from the trip that, you know, stands out? Like, yeah, this happened on this trip? Like, 'cause I think everybody does have like one story from each trip.
Oh, for sure. We stayed at the Garden Wing, which we've never stayed before at the Contemporary. We got a ground floor, which was incredible to walk outside and have a patio, and we overlooked Bay Lake. So we got to get up, you know, I'd watch sunrise every morning, which was incredible, you know, overlooking the Contemporary and Bay Lake Tower. And we got some incredible shots of it, you know, on film.
Man, that's awesome.
That was probably the best part, I think. And being so close to the pool, you know, pretty cool.
So how are those rooms over in the Garden Wing? Because I've never stayed. That's one of the resorts I haven't stayed at, the Tower or Garden Wing. But I mean, I'll be honest, if we stay there, it's probably going to be Garden Wing just because of those Tower rooms are quite expensive. But, you know, I'm tempted by Garden on a discount.
I've stayed at the Tower a couple of times. This is our first time in the Garden Wing, and I would do the Garden Wing in a heartbeat again. Only on the first floor, though.
Okay.
Just because the second and third floors don't have the balconies.
Yeah. Yep.
So, but I would totally. I almost felt like I was at the beach club, you know, and because I had the pool right outside and the lake right there. It was awesome. I would totally get the garden wing again.
So is it like a hike though to get, like, once you get off the monorail, or, you know, how did
not
you feel?
At all?
Not really. Okay.
Not at all. It was so close to the Grand Canyon Concourse. I mean, it was just it was like a minute or two walk. So close.
Nice. I'm gonna consider it, because you can catch a nice discount in those Garden Wing rooms, and you know, you're looking a little, you know, maybe a little more than like a Wilderness Lodge or Animal Kingdom Lodge when they're available. So yeah, I'm super curious. That's one of the places that's definitely on my radar.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not a runner, but I know you guys are. So they had a really cool running course that goes all around the Contemporary and Bay Lake and Bay Lake Tower.
Nice. Nice. Those are hard to come by right now. Hey, I appreciate you calling in, Mike, and I appreciate the mini trip report.
Bye. Awesome, bro. Thank you.
Take care. Talk to you soon. All right. Bye, Mike.
Bye, bro.
All right. I think we got Justin back. Let me see. I'm hoping. Justin, you here?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm okay. Back.
I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, it started ringing. I was like, oh, my gosh, Justin's gone, and the phone's ringing. And so continue. Sorry about it.
Right.
We got a little mini podcast for Mike.
That's all right. So I don't know where I left off. My daughter told me, I think, it's someplace where I was talking about Peter Pan.
Yep.
So anyhow, we enjoyed the rest of the day in Magic Kingdom. Left there, went back to Pop. Enjoyed the pool until it closed because of storms coming through. Went back to Disney Springs. And nonetheless, on Tuesday, just to cut this short, on Tuesday, hearing from some of your listeners, and I don't think I heard this from you at that time because you were still in process of your trip, but we went again. We were going to Hollywood Studios and were waiting for the Skyliner at 7:15 in the morning. So we were first in line for that from Pirate of Animation Pop.
Smart.
Skyliner Station. Yep. So got through there, get in. The park opens up like a half an hour early. Went on Mickey's Runaway Railway. Done with that, head on over to Galaxy's Edge and debating, should we try to go on something or not, because we're trying to get a boarding group like everybody else. Well, nothing else was open. So we sit there waiting for a boarding group. It's 10 o'clock, have a stopwatch in front of me, go to get on. And the issue is, and Disney fixed it this week, is that not only so I'm in, but I have to hit the two clicks for my daughters who are with me,
right,
so that they get on. And the time that it took to hit them made it so that I didn't get in.
Oh.
Needless to say, we didn't get in, and it didn't matter because that was the day or the night before the building had gotten struck by lightning.
So the universe was conspiring against you in multiple ways.
Right. So yeah, I didn't feel so badly that I didn't get a boarding group, because and we were going back there on Thursday. And I had a plan of attack on Thursday, how we were going to get around this, similar kind of to what happened with you and the gardeners. Because frankly, they're running everybody an individual, not as a group. So if I just got in, I could go to a guest services help and get my daughters on, which is what I did on Thursday. I didn't even check them in, and they added them, and it was no problem. So we ended up, when we went back to Hollywood Studios on Thursday, we did that. One of the things that I got to tell you that I think similar to what you said. So no fast passes, no planning. I am a big planning person, but did not feel compelled to be going from one end of a park to the other end of the park and back and forth. Just doing things, by lands.
Yeah,
and cleaning things up all at once. Not
yeah,
a job.
Very old school. I mean, it was very, because with FastPass, while you go from one place to the next, you have a 10-minute wait. I was going. I would typically go, say from a Space Mountain to a Haunted Mansion to a Big Thunder, and I mean, it's like 3 points on a triangle, three corners of a triangle. Where we did the exact same thing. We went to Tomorrowland. We did the Tomorrowland rides. Then we went to Fantasyland. Did Fantasyland. Then we went over to Liberty Square. And just kind of. And it was so low pressure because we never worried about it until we got off an attraction. We said, what do you want to do next? Well, look, Buzz Lightyear's got 5 minutes. Let's go. It was really nice. I mean, I know that it's not going to last, but it was nice for this trip.
Yes, it was. So one of the things we had done on Tuesday that I've always wanted to do is go to STK, but not for dinner. So I had read on something about STK and about a $9.99 hamburger for lunch. So given the Skyliner and where Disney Springs is and proximity to Hollywood Studios, and Hollywood Studios, again, looking at their times, it gets busy there during the middle of the day. Basically around noon, the wait times are pretty long for everything, regardless of the current situation. So we left there and went to STK, and with an AP discount, literally our hamburger was, with tip, $11 a person, call it something like that, $11-$12 a person, and these burgers were definitely, I would say, best on property.
Wow.
Really good, a nice hamburger, really good fresh cut fries. Highly recommend it, so long as they have this deal going.
Yeah, I love hearing that, because
opportunity to go to STK.
Yeah, I've never been inside there, and I never even think about it. But that's, man, do you know what, a burger at Red Robin is more expensive than that? So that's a great deal.
Right. Yeah. So it was great. And we really enjoyed it. And when we were going back to Hollywood Studios on Thursday, we said, let's do this again. And we did it again on Thursday. So, that worked out really well. We stayed at Hollywood Studios both Tuesday and Thursday till closing, did Runaway Railway. Both times at the close, at the end of the night, we rode it two times each time we were there. I liked it. I know it's not the best attraction in the world, but it's good. Mm-hmm. For some reason, we always got rows 7 and 8, which is the back of the train, which is a problem because you don't see the beginning of the story. And I don't want to give away the story, but you need to be in the front of the train to see the story. And for every time, all 4 times, we were in rows 7 and 8. And frankly, one of those days, we were, we were first in line to go on the ride. Like, they were leading us through the queue, and they start loading from the back.
Oh man, you need to let some people get in front of you. But here's the thing too. What I enjoyed it. We did it, I think, 2 or 3 times while I was down there. I thought it was a cute little ride. I mean, it's not my favorite ride, but it's fun. It's really neat. But I like the dancing part, but I don't want to give away too much. But because it's just funny. I cracked up.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I want to see it with the pre-show, because they were still walking us through the pre-show little room. So I'd like to see the whole experience. I mean, it's not that big a deal, but I think it's going to give you a little, get you involved a little sooner with the attraction.
Right. Absolutely. So one of the other things I wanted to talk about, I'm sure you experienced this, a Pop with mugs and drink refills. It seemed to me a Pop, and I had asked right when we went in, I'm like, hey, where do I purchase a mug? There's like, you have to get them in the gift shop, because you can't purchase anything. Like, there's nothing out in the food part of everything Pop. And the person said, but you can have a drink. Just take the drinks. They were pouring drinks for people. And maybe you saw this on tables in front of the self-serve machines, but obviously the cast members are doing it. but they were just giving drinks. They said, just take drinks. You know, I don't know if it was, you know, like, thank you for coming, here's drinks. But every time it was just take a drink.
We saw this multiple times at different places like Satuli Canteen. I'm trying to think of the other place. We saw this like two or three different places. But each time on the mobile order, I just ordered a drink. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you order your entree, order your, you know, your drink. And
right.
So, I mean, but you're right. They never did once ask me if I bought a drink. I could have just, I probably paid, you know, $5 for a pop every time I didn't need one. But I disordered it. I mean, you're right. They never asked. Never.
Well, I had inquired about it, which leads me to something that maybe Disney will think about. And again, I'm kind of like you. I think I've never been to Universal, so I know nothing about it. I don't know if they have some sort of system, you know, in the park, but it would be really nice if Disney went to some sort of drink refill system in the park. You can get refills at every park except for Magic Kingdom at quick serve location. Yeah. Magic Kingdom, you know, is the only one that doesn't have it. So it's like, why don't they just charge more money? So it's a profit center. And have some sort of, you know, mug. And you see people all the time bringing their mugs to the park.
Yeah.
Just every day I wonder why in the world.
Well, yeah. I think people do that to swing through the food court on the way back. You know, say you get off the bus from the Magic Kingdom after a long day and you're in the 90s. You don't
right.
have to go back to the room to get the mug. You just kind of, but you got to haul the thing around for 12 hours to do that. Yeah, that's a problem.
Right. Luckily, I've never been in the 90s. And we were in the 50s this time in a standard view room in a really good location. Close to the skyline or really close to the pool. To wrap things up here, we ended up extending our trip by one day. On Thursday, we're like, our flight's going to leave at 9:30 in the morning. We have to be up from Magical or Tragical Express at 5 in the morning to go get to the bus stop. Let's just, you know, stay over. And again, I have an AP and it would have cost nothing to extend my daughter's tickets. But it's like, let's just sit back and enjoy the pool. Go to Disney Springs, walk around in the evening. So that's what we did, and we have never done that before. And again, it was something different. We had had enough of the parks anyhow with the 6 days that we were there. But it was really nice to just sit around Pop Pool. In the morning, we went over to Boardwalk Bakery to get breakfast, came back, waited for the Skyliner, you know, the rush of people going to Hollywood Studios to die down. It was a really nice day.
And you know what? That makes a good point because actually Mallory and I, our last day, because if you notice, like the bus to the Magic Kingdom about an hour before the park opened, it was long. And it was long because they only put 6 parties on a bus. They had multiple buses, but it looked intimidating. It looked like getting on a Run Disney bus, you know, for a race at Pop Century where the line's like super long. It was almost like that. And I knew we'd get on it kind of quickly, but our last morning we were going to the Magic Kingdom, but instead of being out there in that line for the bus, we rope dropped the pool at Pop Century and we swam in the morning from 9 to 9:30. And I had never ever done that myself. And you're right. I mean, it was relaxing for the last day of the trip. We dropped our luggage off. We hopped in the pool for 30 minutes, cooled off, had some fun. And then we went to the Magic Kingdom at about 10:30 and missed all that crush because we weren't doing everything. We'd already been to the Magic Kingdom one day. You know, it's just kind of doing a few of our favorite things. And, you know, I switched it up because we, you know, the situation was different. But I, you know, I'm going to do that again. You know, I've never done a morning swim at a hotel. It was nice.
Yeah, I will say this. I went running both on the Friday and the Saturday mornings, or Sunday morning, Saturday and Sunday morning. So Saturday we were just there as a pool day. Sunday was our departure day. I went running early and ran around the perimeter, like the outer road, because it was just too difficult to run around Hourglass Lake. Mm-hmm. And doing that over by Art of Animation, since the place is deserted and kind of like you, I saw, you know, the dumpsters over there and notices up on the windows there that they're redoing. It looked like the Little Mermaid mm-hmm. buildings over there. But there were a half dozen buses just sitting there. And this was probably after the Animal Kingdom buses started running. So they were either buses for Animal Kingdom or probably the 8 o'clock buses for Magic Kingdom. But on Saturday when I was running and I was done, I just sat on one of the benches out by the bus stops at Pop Century and just observed how they get all these people out of there. And I got to give Disney a lot of credit for being prepared and having a lot of buses ready, because even if you're really far back and they're only putting groups, you know, 6 groups on a bus, they cleared out that Animal Kingdom and then the Magic Kingdom bus stops really quickly,
Agreed.
Relatively speaking.
Agreed. Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah.
It's not such a bad thing. So I did observe on the Sunday when we were leaving, I saw people standing at the Hollywood Studios bus stop, and it killed me to watch them. I walked up to them and said, "Hey, you know, is a Skyliner down?" I don't want to mend in their business. Mm-hmm. They're like, "Skyliner? What's the Skyliner?"
It's why you're paying extra to stay at Pop Century. It's that thing right behind you.
But they don't have they have no signs up at the front there. So eventually a cast member came out to look, because there were still other people standing in line there. And I had suggested to her, "Hey, you may want to think about putting some sort of signage up."
True.
Because there are some people who just don't get it. But
and it's fun.
Nonetheless, we had a great time.
Yeah. It's fun. Oh, that's a great trip, though. I mean, it is different, but you're right. I mean, it's not going to be, you know, you can't go to Casey's and have a corn dog nuggets, and you can't do that. You can't go to Columbia Harbor House, but it is what it is. You know, it's better than sitting at home. You know, for those of us that can get down there and take all of our safety precautions, you know, just I had a good time. Sounds like you did too.
We did. And I had inquired to you a few weeks ago about Star Wars race weekend, and I did end up signing up for that, so I'll give you a call and book my room through you, because I want to help you out whenever I can and wherever I can. And I would have done this one, but like I said, we did this spur of the moment, so
it worked out.
And listen, the best part was Frontier, kind of like you, we had vouchers too, but Frontier around each way it was $11.
Yeah, that must be the tax. That's what ours was. Yeah, that's what ours was, because it must be the like tax or something. Because it was like ours was like $21.60 or something for the round trip flights, two of us. Yeah.
So it was a good experience. So again, thank you, and thanks for what you do. I'll call in more often here. I appreciate your time tonight, and thank you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thanks for calling in, and I'll talk to you soon, buddy. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Talk to you later. Bye bye. I got to ask Justin what it feels like to be in the A Corral, because that's like a dream of mine. I'm not fast, and I'll never be that fast, but it'd be fun. I've been in B, and I thought I was like in the Olympics. I don't know why I got a B one time. I was like, is this right? What? I'm in B? And I'm usually back in. If you don't know, it goes like alphabetically. A is the fast, fast people. And then you could have a super fast person in like H, but it's because you forgot to put in your proof of time. So it's running is weird, but Justin's one of the quick ones, so that's really cool to hear. All right, let's get to our next call. Alfred on the line. What's going on, Alfred?
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Doing great. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good.
Yep.
What's up?
A few questions for you.
Yeah.
When you were down there, did Pop Century have those Skyliner mugs?
They don't have Skyliner mugs. They have Star Wars mugs now.
Darn. They got rid of them.
And they're pink. Pinkish. They were kind of pink.
Yeah, that's the one I have.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I couldn't tell if they're real pink, because I didn't pick one up, because I was like, I don't want to touch it if I'm not going to buy it. But it looked kind of like a pinkish. Yeah.
Yeah, well, the pink is meant to be like the sunrise, sort of.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. I didn't even see. What's the picture on it? I just saw the Star Wars font, or the lettering.
Yeah. The Millennium Falcon, it looks like.
Nice.
No, wait, is that? No, I don't know. Not sure. R2-D2, C-3PO.
Cool. Those things keep your drink cold for a long time, too, by the way. They're nice.
Yeah, and hot, too.
Yeah, or hot.
Like
I haven't tried that
yet. I put hot coffee in, and it's been great.
I don't drink anything hot. Coke Zero or nothing. That's me. I need to get them to sponsor the show. Coke Zero.
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if they'll get back the Skyliner mug.
They gotta have those things everywhere, because like they were everywhere when it got shut down, and so they didn't go. You know, I would imagine they will once they get things rolling.
Yeah,
it's such a weird time, because I don't think a lot of people are buying the mugs right now. Some people might be, but I don't think they're like real hot, because there's no dining plans.
Right. Right. But I would want to get that one, because when you had that, I liked it.
Agreed. That is one of the coolest pieces of merch I've gotten along, because it looks so retro, but it's, you know, a new thing.
Right.
So it's very, it's a good combination. It's a cool red color. I don't buy a lot of junk, but I like that.
Yeah, that was a good one. What else? I'm thinking about going, like I said, towards the end of September. Do you know of any pass holder rates for October, though?
Nope, not yet, but I bet you we'll see some. But they put them out in groups.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
I would say in the next couple of weeks we'll know. What? So what?
August 23rd? I don't know if I should wait or not.
Well, no, don't wait. Book what you need. And then if it comes out, here's the deal. Book what you want because, I mean, we're seeing dates that there's no availability at Pop because it's the only value. We're seeing dates where there's no availability at Pop or Caribbean Beach, and that eliminates value and moderate. So grab it. Mm-hmm. Now, remember, though, the way discounts work, when they're released, we can apply those, but there has to be rooms available for your dates at your hotel to get the discount. Otherwise, because really what you know this, but I'm just explaining for everybody else, like what happens is, what we're doing when we apply a discount is we're basically rebooking you on a new reservation without having to cancel and rebook. We're booking a new room that was available on the discount, but we don't have to cancel and all that. We keep the same stuff. But there has to be availability. So like if the resort is sold out completely, you're not going to get the discount even if it is announced. So yeah, but I would you know, the thing is you can cancel with a room only till for actually packages now too, till 7 days before and get your full refund. So nothing hurt.
Right. October is looking a little busy, though.
I agree. Yeah. People are going to start traveling, I think, a little more.
Because I punched in the first week. Now, I don't know if that's because of October 1st being the anniversary, you know, even though it's only the 49th.
Yeah.
But people still go on the anniversary. So could that be why that first week is busy?
I you know, October's always busy at Disney. It's one of the most busy months. Yeah. But I mean, the thing is, like,
but
it's not
no Halloween party this time.
True. And yeah. Well, yeah, there's that. I mean, I don't know. I mean, because usually I would say school break maybe around the beginning, first, second week of October. But this year, nobody's going in person hardly. This year is so weird. I have no idea. But what I think is people are getting a little more comfortable, like you. I mean, same thing. Yeah. We're talking in April. You weren't going to be down in September, October. Now you're thinking about it. I think people are, you know, they're thinking about it. So I think that's why people are booking again a little bit.
Right. But September, for the week I'm looking at, it's actually not that busy. You should see all the availability at Pop.
See, I would do September over October. It's September.
You would.
Yeah, September's always slower than October. Okay. Always. But like you said, there's really no reason not to go. September and October are not going to have different experiences down at Walt Disney World. You know, Food and Wine's going to be the same. No Halloween party. There's going to be no difference. The only thing is possibly maybe like you got a higher chance at a hurricane in September, but they can happen anytime, really.
With the Food and Wine, how much different is it compared to years past?
Well, there's not as many booths, and they're not doing a lot.
Is that an issue, do you think?
Not for me. I got plenty. One of the unsung things is make sure you go back into that World Showplace building behind the UK. Because they had
the old Millennium Village.
Yeah, the old Millennium Village, where a lot of people haven't been in that space. It's just kind of fun to go in a place you usually can't go into. It's got air conditioning. It's got tables. It's got some seats. It's got the cake pops, which are $4, best bargain at Food and Wine this year, I think, and they're huge. Yeah, I would. The thing is, there's plenty to eat. There's probably not as many. There aren't as many booths, but there's plenty. Yeah, it's totally fine.
But it might make it more doable to get things to do everything
then. Well, yeah, totally. But the one thing that they're missing, the one thing they're missing, and I never did these things because I think it's, and I know a lot of people are foodies. I'm not, so I never did them. But it's those like demonstrations and VIP, you know, like experiences. Yeah. I don't do any of that, so I didn't miss any of it. That stuff's all gone. And the concerts are gone.
I probably wouldn't do that either unless it was a chef that I know of.
Yeah, see, I don't know any chef except Chef Boyardee. So, you know, there you go.
Oh, God.
If he was there, I'd be in.
Yeah, but if Emeril Lagasse was there, you know, I would go. You know, that kind of thing, you know.
Yeah, totally.
But you probably wouldn't get in anyway. He's too popular.
Yeah, I don't know. You're missing the concerts. But then they put, you know, you got Mariachi Cobre, which I love. They're awesome. Mm-hmm. And the Jammeters. Yeah. I mean, but it's, you know, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, some Journey cover band, but it is what it is.
Right. But you know what? I could go back to my hotel at night, put on YouTube, and watch an old E to the B concert anyway.
There you go. Problem solved. You sit there and just watch it on your phone in the American Gardens Theater between shows.
Considering I've never done a Food and Wine. I wouldn't know.
Well, that's how you got to watch Happily Ever After. You got to go back to your hotel and check it out on the TV.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So there's ways around that. People say.
Yes. Yeah, technology making our lives better all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. And we have that extra time at night now.
Yes, we do. Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah. So, did I tell you that I got my merch for the 65th?
Yes. Yes.
Anniversary.
Yeah, that's yeah. awesome.
I have a t-shirt on today.
Nice.
Yeah, and then there's one with Walt and Mickey. It's a gray shirt. It's a black and white photo. It was pretty.
Nice.
I think Mickey was on there. It's probably one of my favorites.
So I have a shirt, I think, similar to that from probably at least 10 years ago. I got it at the Emporium on a trip down at Walt Disney World, and it's got... It shows Main Street USA, and it's Disneyland because there's trees. You can tell.
Right.
And it's got Walt and Mickey walking down Main Street together. It's like an old, it's an old Walt, too. Like, he looks old and frail with Mickey Mouse walking. I love that shirt. I love it. But I don't wear it too much because I'm scared I'll wear it out. You know, it's a T-shirt. But maybe I'll wear it for next
week. Yeah, I wouldn't
want
to wear it either.
Yeah, I'm scared. I wear myself
I almost don't want to wear this one, but I might have to wear it once, you know?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, for real.
Yeah, because it's just one of those shirts. Oh, actually, wait, hold on. I'm looking at it now. And it's Walt, and he's standing over the castle.
Nice.
That's what it is. Yeah.
I'll have to look it up.
So the castle is there. He's standing over two tickets, next to him. And then it says 65th anniversary with the date.
So speaking of merch, I got to call out Scott because he just got some of his merch. He got some 65th stuff from Disneyland too. But he also, he was eyeing this the whole time we were down there a few weeks back, 2 weeks ago. And he was there forever, so he was eyeing it forever. They have lizard colored, so that bright like lime green yellow like highlighter Crocs. He got a pair
of
those. They're everywhere. These bright yellowish green lizard colored Crocs.
Love it.
Then he got... There's a fanny pack.
That's
straight out of the 90s, like bright green or yellow. He got the whole combo. He got
I
a
almost
shirt.
Want
yeah.
to get it.
Oh my gosh, he got it. He's rocking it. Yeah, so Scott went all in on the 90s Disney fashion. I love it. I'm jealous.
Oh God, that's great. You know what? He has no problem coming down again. Tell him, I'll make sure I tell him when I'm coming. I'll get both of them. He has to come down. And we'll have to get the picture, and that's it.
Yeah, no, he's going to be down in October for his daughter's birthday. It's her 13th birthday. So
tell him he's got to go in September.
Don't, he will, because he's crazy.
Yeah, like me.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm telling you, it's just the same.
Yeah, I'm going down. I'm going down.
Of course, I had to get the wishable.
Oh yeah. Those are cute.
The abominable snowman.
Nice.
Yeah, he's cute.
That is.
So, yeah. Now I'm stuck on another collection.
There you go. See, I don't do that. I can't. I've taught myself better. I can't collect anything.
I don't learn.
Nope. I get like a jacket or like a sweatshirt or something I can wear because now that I work from home, I could keep, because the basement's always cold, so I get something to bundle up in, and that's it. No collectibles.
I'm surprised you don't buy the spirit jerseys then.
Well, no, my daughters all have those. But I have, I only bought this popcorn bucket behind me, the Skyliner, because it was the Skyliner. And plus, I needed a snack for the plane that night. And I wanted some of that. It's sour cream and chive popcorn from over by Imagination. It is so good. Now, that's not open right now because I was going to get some more to when I was down there a couple weeks ago to bring home. Nope, you got to get just regular popcorn. But then Mallory got the alien, like the alien from Toy Story popcorn bucket. That was her souvenir. Okay. So yeah, now I got two. So
that's
I got to be careful. I got two of them. I'm not collecting popcorn buckets because that gets crazy.
Yeah.
I know
right.
There's the Millennium Falcon, which it's not a popcorn bucket. It's a toy.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
Yeah.
Because I felt it was too small.
What you mean, like where the popcorn goes in?
Yeah.
I was going to say the thing itself is gigantic. The thing you got to carry. Yeah, there's no hole for the popcorn.
I don't think it holds as much popcorn.
No, but I think they give you like a cardboard thing, funnel of popcorn. I don't know. I think that's how they do it.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, but then I saw like Sorcerer Mickey, like a black and white. No, not Sorcerer Mickey, but a black and white. But Steamboat Willie Mickey popcorn bucket.
Yep.
You go down that, and then Scott always gets the Christmas ones because they always have Pluto ones at Christmas. Oh, yeah, I can't do that. Because then what do I do with all these popcorn buckets? They're everywhere. I just got this one hanging here.
I know.
That's it.
I actually want to get the Christmas tree one.
Yeah, that one is super cool. Years. Yes, that one is super cool. I would get that one. You're right.
Yeah. But it's so damn big, I never have room for it.
Well, it's a decoration. You got to look at it that. Like, I love ceramic Christmas trees, so it's kind of like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have had a I have a friend who lives in Vegas, and they go to Disneyland all the time. So last October, I think it was, they were there, and they asked me if I wanted anything, and they said, "We get them, we'll ship it to you." I said, "Give me the popcorn bucket." And they go, "Which one do you want?" And I forget the other one, but I think it was the villains. And then there was a cauldron from Snow White.
Yeah.
I love it. This is an AP one. It's the best. It's still hanging up in my living room.
Well, you're ready for Halloween. No, I mean, you're up early because, I mean, it's almost September. It's time to decorate for Halloween.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
right. But it never came down from last year.
You don't say that. You just say you're decorated early. You know, you're just like, you're ready for the season.
Yeah, that's true. So this is a great popcorn bucket. You know, I never had popcorn in it, but who cares?
And Justin, who was just on, he says right now they're giving you a big box of popcorn at the studios and Epcot for your refill. So you don't have to soil your bucket. You can keep your bucket pristine.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they just give you that. That's what I thought. I think Mallory got that. But she did. We got at the Magic Kingdom, she did, because I did a video on Instagram because that alien... Like where you put the popcorn in, it looks like you're jamming it down its throat. So we made a little video on Instagram. It's like, dumping the popcorn down because she wanted to use the bucket. Yeah, that's true. They do give you like a little separate thing so you can keep your bucket clean.
All right. Yeah. And now, especially, maybe they're doing it like that.
Yeah, probably now, especially. Yeah, right.
Yeah. So it's interesting.
Interesting times.
I really am. I'm like, I think New Year's is going to be back to close to being busy like it's been. And that's why I'm considering going in September, because I want to see what it's like with no crowds.
And it's, you know what, every time I look, it's getting more crowded each weekend. So if you want to see it like it is, I'll get down sooner rather than later.
Yeah, but I'm going to go during the week.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Totally good idea.
Yeah, I'm going to go like a Monday to Friday, Monday to Thursday, like that.
Good call.
So, yeah. And I don't care what I do. So if I don't get a park, I don't get a park. But,
if you have a resort, you'll get a park. You'll get any park you want as long as you have a resort reservation. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Because I want to make sure you're spending money.
Oh, yeah, totally. They're not dumb. They don't want you sitting there by the pool. They've already got your hotel money.
Yeah, exactly.
They want you buying $30 popcorn buckets, and then you need to buy three sodas because there's so much salt on it. Yeah, I mean, but hey, that's what we do. I'm happy. You know, give me a popcorn bucket and a Coke Zero, Main Street USA.
Yeah.
I'm good. That's what I signed up for.
Yeah. Yeah. The only thing is I would do that when there was a parade.
Yeah, they pop out every
day. That gave me the excuse to sit down.
That's true, but now it's all of a sudden it's like, wow, there's a parade. Look out. Heads up. They're coming by. Okay, they're gone. You know, you got to be ready.
I know. So why would I want popcorn and a soda?
That's true. You just need like a little snack pack. You need like a couple you need like a couple of peanut M&Ms and a Dixie cup of soda. And you're good. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, exactly. So, it's funny.
All right. Well, hey, I'm going to roll because I got a couple more people trying to sneak in here, but you have a good one and we'll talk next Sunday.
Sounds good.
Talk to you later, my friend.
Talk to you later.
See you, Alfred.
All right. Bye.
All right. 407-413-9395. He's exactly right. Alfred's right. Without the parades, now that we have the character cavalcades, you don't really need a lot of popcorn or a large soda. You can probably just get a little swig, a little shot glass of Coke and maybe one of those miniature packs of maybe a mini ice cream sandwich or something, or like a Halloween size snack size candy bar. Times have changed, folks. Times have changed. All right, we have our next caller on the line. Who's joining us?
It's Jenny from Australia. How are you, Mike?
Hey, Jenny, I'm doing great. Happy Monday to you. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm sneaking in a quick call. Working from home, so
aren't we all?
I can get away with that right now.
That's exactly right. So what's going on?
So I just wanted to call. I know that we're a Walt Disney World trip planning podcast, but I was hoping sometime in the future there might be someone in our group that has done a trip to either Hong Kong Disneyland or Tokyo Disneyland and Disney Sea.
Yes.
My husband and I, obviously, from Melbourne to Hong Kong and Japan, there's an opportunity for us to go when we're able to travel again. And we're lucky because it's a four to five hour flight from Melbourne to Hong Kong. And we can stay over sort of one or two nights in Hong Kong and stay at the new Explorers Lodge. Obviously, with lots of time on my hands, I've thoroughly researched this. And then it's only another 4 hours on to Japan. So it makes sense to sort of knock out two parks in one trip.
Yeah.
But there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of resources other than, I think, Tom Bricker.
Yes.
A lot of people sort of know who he is. Mm-hmm. He has some really good resources, but I'm just wondering if any of our listeners might have some really helpful tips and hints for things like getting tickets and just how to attack the parks, what to expect, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We'll definitely have somebody. If somebody can reach out, let me know. And we'll get some information out there. Now, curious, because, I mean, that's a short flight. But, I mean, you're on the other side of the world, too. What about the time zone? Are you guys, because I know you're south, but what's the difference in time zones between you in Hong Kong and you in Japan?
It's not a lot at all. It's only, I think, at the moment, because we're not in daylight savings right now. We're thinking of going in, like, October season, so that Halloween sort of time. Between Melbourne and Hong Kong, we're almost in the same time zone. So I think it's only an hour's difference, depending on if we're in daylight savings or not. And then on to Japan, it's only 2 hours, like 2 hours from Melbourne time. So I think it's 2 hours forward.
Wow. So, yeah, you wouldn't have the way you wouldn't have the jet lag or anything. You'd just be able to hit the ground running and, you know, really take advantage of all the time. That'd be great.
Yeah, that's it. And, you know, we're not sure if we'll go sort of next October, because I know obviously the Olympics were delayed.
Yeah.
So it'll be crazy in Japan sort of that time next year, I imagine. I think it's August, September, they're having the Olympics. So, you know, it may not even be sort of next year, but it's just, you know, obviously having something to plan right now is fun.
Yes.
And I actually speak a little bit of Japanese. So I'm sitting at home here, brushing up on my speaking and writing and all those sorts of things. And I'm going to be my husband's little Japanese tour guide.
That's awesome. You know what? We had Cassandra. She's not here anymore. She was on her way into work. She was listening in Japan. She's actually from Texas, but she married a gentleman from Japan and she started her family over in Japan. So she listens. And I have a dear friend, Masayo, from way back in the day. She lives in Japan as well. She always comes over to the States. So I'll get in contact with them. So it doesn't help us too much with Hong Kong, but they go to Disney, you know, Tokyo Disney Sea and Disneyland. So, I could maybe hook you up with those resources because they're great people and they would definitely love to help you out.
That would be amazing.
Yes, that'd be great. And if you speak Japanese a little bit, that'd be, you know what? I've never traveled outside of our country other than like a cruise to the Caribbean. So not very far at all. But when I see places like Tokyo on the Amazing Race and, and you know, Sydney Harbor down where you are, like, I got to get out and see the world. I just, you know, it's a terrible time right now because you can't do it if you wanted to. But that's one of the things I am going to do over the next decade. I want to get out there and see things.
Yeah, I was really lucky growing up. You know, I think Australians by nature, we're all a little bit gypsy.
that's cool.
We definitely like to travel, Australians, and we get a lot of leave time. So our standard leave time, like we get 4 weeks of paid employment leave per year if you're a full-time employee with a company. So, yeah, it is easier for us to sort of travel. I know in America it's a lot different. You guys don't get as much sort of vacation time as we do. But I started traveling really young. Like, I think my first trip to Japan, I was 16, way too many moons ago, back in 94. So when Japan was really not a tourist destination, and I had blonde curly hair, and it was amazing because people, you know, obviously they all have black hair. So to see somebody in the street with blonde curly hair, 16, young, you know, I just had people coming up to me all the time, touching my hair, wanting photos. Like, it was, it was the nearest thing to being a celebrity I think I will ever be.
That's
and
funny.
They were just fascinated by my blonde hair. It was hilarious. But yeah, it happened everywhere. Then I went back in 2009, after I finished, like, I discharged from the Navy and went back. And obviously over that sort of 14, 15 years, tourism had really increased. So it wasn't nearly the same. There wasn't as much sort of attention, which was great. And there was a lot more tourists around, a lot more sort of English spoken. So, yeah, it's not as scary as everyone thinks. A lot of Japanese speak English as a second language almost.
Yeah, you know, that's so cool because, you know, I'm just a guy that's from the dead middle of the United States of America and haven't gotten outside, you know, to see the world other than, you know, watching travel blogs and travel shows and, you know, exploring what I can online. But the thing is, you know, I've always been, because that story you said really hits with me because, you know, in high school when we had exchange students, it was always great to get to meet, you know, I remember Rainer was from Germany in our high school and getting to know him and hear about his hometown over in Europe and, you know, how he could drink beer at 16 and we're, you know, we're like, you can't do that here until you're 21, you know, and you talk, just how culturally different we were. But then we found out we were so much the same too at the same time that, you know, my exposure has been to folks that have come to the States from other places in the world. And I've loved that. But it's kind of the shoes on the other foot when, you know, hopefully someday I get to go to Japan or I get to go to Australia or I get to go to, you know, Asia or, you know, Southeast Asia or, you know, Europe sometime. It's just, you know, I'm so thankful for things like podcasting and like YouTube and Facebook where, I mean, it's unbelievable. We're talking, you're in Australia right now and I feel like I have a friend and it's so cool. I mean, this is, you know, other than getting out and traveling, this is the greatest thing ever. So it's so cool that you call in and that you tune in. That makes, you know, makes the world a lot smaller place. It's very cool.
Yeah. No, it's, you know, it's been a godsend having, the BOTP team and the lizards. I haven't been doing a lot of running. I've been very slack this year, and we're in the middle of a complete lockdown here in Melbourne. So we're the only state in Australia right now that's completely locked down. You know, we can only go outside for an hour a day. We can't go any more than 5 kilometers from our house to exercise. You know, it's tough, but, you know, having something like the podcast and the lizards has really, really helped. The first 2 weeks were, you know, some of the toughest. There were lots of tears and lots of frustration and a lot of anger. But now that we're sort of halfway through a 6-week lockdown, you know, I'm spending time in the garden, trying to get out more, and just having the, you know, things like the trip planning. And even if I, you know, never take the trip, then, you know, it's still been fun sort of listening to everybody's ideas and thoughts and tips. And, you know, it just keeps everybody on the positive and that, you know, we'll come out the other end of this eventually. There's vaccines out there. I know we've got 2 here in Australia that are front runners. And I know, you know, there's a few other ones around. So, you know, hopefully there's not a vaccine isn't too far away and we all can start to get out again and get back to some kind of new normal.
Amen to that. Amen. Well, hey, you take care of yourself because I know you're down there and that's so true about planning the trip. Even if you don't take it, it's a distraction. It's fun. And also real quick, Nicola in the chat. So just drop into the chat comments for the show. she's got some resources there for you as well. So she jumped in already. So
awesome.
There you go. Well, hey, you take care of yourself and don't be a stranger. And hey, don't feel bad for not running. Okay. It's okay. You got an excuse.
Yeah, I've definitely got a COVID curve happening. Yeah. That's for sure. So
whatever. We're
my
fine.
Genes are not thanking me.
Dude, well, I just keep eating everything in sight, thinking it's okay. So I got to stop that. But yeah, ice cream
too.
Every night. Oh, well, good talking to you. You have a great Monday, and thanks for calling in. We'll talk to you soon.
You too. Thanks,
right.
Mike.
Bye-bye. Oh, podcasting is amazing. I love this because we literally get to talk to folks around the world. And the folks take, you know, if you're listening in somewhere other, you know, on the other side of St. Louis, that's amazing to me. Thanks for listening. You know, somewhere in the States, that's amazing. Thanks for listening. But the fact that we have an audience around the world and then we can all learn from each other, it's such a blessing. So thank you so much for tuning in to the live show tonight. We'll do this again next Sunday. I guess it's going to be August 30th at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central. So don't be late or you'll miss the show. And give us a call. We're live on Facebook and YouTube as well. Just search for the BR Guest Podcast. So facebook.com/BR Guest Podcast or youtube.com/BR Guest Podcast. Give us a follow on the social media, Instagram and Twitter at BR Guest Mike. And keep up with everything that's happening there. Don't forget a few ways you can support the show. Book your next trip with the Magic for Less Travel. Check out all the great free services they offer you. They're over at themagicforless.com. And if you mention the show on the quote form, little insider tip. If you mention the Be Our Guest podcast, it goes directly to me. And you and I are going to be planning that trip together. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. You can also use our Amazon affiliate link when you shop online. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, if you want a little extra Be Our Guest podcast in your week, and it does help support the show very much, become a patron, patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. We started something new this past week. We have a Discord server, which if you don't know what that is, and I had no idea what this was until this past week, it's kind of like the old IRC channels. It's a 24/7 live chat that I'm in all the time when I'm at the desk or when I'm on my phone. Other listeners of the show are in there all the time sharing trip planning tips, what they're having for dinner, what they think of movies. We're going to do some live watch parties and stuff like that. So check out all those great services. And you get a mini podcast every Thursday called Mike in the Midwest. So check it out today, patreon.com/BRGuestPodcast. All right, time to get out of here for your Sunday night. Or if you're listening on a Thursday, we're almost to the weekend. Thanks for downloading the show. Hang in there. We're going to make it to another awesome weekend. So stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.